You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily, why don't you take the floor with this one, since this is a little chat that you had with one of your gal pals.
Yeah, another one of my friends got engaged, you guys.
Oh, it's such a magical time.
And she got the biggest rock I've ever seen in my life. It almost looks fake, and she's so happy.
What if it is fake? So what? Still a symbol of love, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean,
you have fake enthusiasm for her right now.
I don't care. She's got a ring, and exactly.
Well, you know,
she's winning.
You are in that time frame of your life when all of your friends are getting married, at least for the first time, and sometimes a second.
Mm-hmm. Or third. She was over this past weekend, and we were sitting around and looking at, you know, wedding stuff. And I asked her if her fiance said, right now, let's just go to the courthouse and let's get married. You know, even though you guys have been engaged for 2 days, would you do it? And she said, absolutely. And I said, okay, so if he proposes and then 15 minutes later, he says, let's just do it now, you'd be okay with that? And she said, absolutely. And I said, I agree, because I don't think you should propose or be engaged unless you really are ready in
that moment
and from every moment thereon.
I love this.
Interesting timing, too. I was getting my hair cut yesterday, and at one of the chairs nearby, there was a conversation going on where the stylist was saying, oh, I didn't know you were engaged. They didn't know each other. I didn't know you were engaged. And the woman in the chair said, yeah, we got engaged about a year and a half ago, blah, blah, blah. And then the stylist says, well, have you set a date? And she's like, no, we haven't set a date. And I'm thinking, they've been engaged for a year and a half. That's the polar opposite of what you're talking about.
Yeah, especially and not even a date. I don't know.
I love this because it would take away so much stress of the planning and the fighting and the families and the anger.
I'll tell you what it'll take away
it'd
is
be
the
perfect.
Debt.
And
debt. It'll take away the debt.
But then I wonder if there are people out there that would argue for, no, you don't get married right away because you want to enjoy that time of
being engaged.
Yeah, of being engaged and saying, no, you know, we are going to get married. I don't know. Just enjoying that time, you know, where it's you know that you're going to commit, but you don't want to pull the trigger yet.
Essentially, what we're asking is, are you the kind of person who would elope?
I guess.
I mean, really? Because that's what that is. I mean, that's just like immediately going and getting it done rather than waiting once you. So your question is, if you propose, should you be ready to be married that day?
Like, you know, you want to be married, done and done.
Like
done.
If a guy proposed to me and was like, will you marry me?
I'd give it a day because I'd want to look nice. So I'd want to maybe.
If you just planned on looking nice when you asked?
What if she doesn't? Yeah, what if she doesn't look nice? I'd want to be able to have both of us get kind of gussied up and then go to the courthouse or whatever we're doing.
Go to Kohl's, buy a new white dress.
Yes.
Okay, so 24 hours.
24 hours, let's do this. Let's get it done.
Let's do it tomorrow.
And let's start living our life.
You realize, of course, that there are some people listening who are appalled at the idea of not waiting, planning a big wedding, going through all of the stuff with the bridesmaids and the maid of honor.
They can be appalled.
Right.
I know, but so what?
Enjoy
are you looking
debt.
For both?
Enjoy your wedding debt.
Are you looking? I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Believe me. But are we hoping that we're going to hear from these people?
Yeah, I want to hear from.
What's your question?
I just want to talk.
You just want to chit chat.
I just want to shoot the breeze with my girls. I want to talk to people who are like, yes, you should want to get married in that exact moment. Or the people that would argue for, no, you wait, you enjoy the time, you kind of get used to it, you swim around in it and let your fingers get all pruny.
It is a nice centerpieces. Yeah. It is a nice transitional period because I am so anti-wedding debt. I can't stand the idea of young people going into a marriage with, you know, $25,000 in debt.
For because, one day.
Right, because they wanted the Hollywood, you know, storybook wedding.
Day.
I hate that, but at the same time, you could still do a no debt wedding, but wait 6 months or a year and kind of enjoy the transitional period.
Right.
You know, Jeremy, would you agree that when you guys were engaged, it was like an interesting transitional?
No, it was nothing but fighting. Because remember, we called off our engagement, and then we had to
postpone it.
It was
year.
Nothing but remember, fighting and stress.
I'll never forget.
It sucked. Like, looking back at it now, I wouldn't have done the wedding. The reception was a lot of fun, so maybe we could have had a party after we got married or
sure.
something. But I wouldn't have spent the money on the wedding. We would have just, her and I went somewhere and had it done.
See, and I'm thinking more, this is less about the actual wedding and the debt, but I'm thinking more like, should
you be ready? Is it like proving
your
love?
Should you be ready to commit?
Right. When you ask that question, you should be ready the next day to be done.
So what you're saying is,
forever.
What you're saying is, prove it.
Right.
Prove it.
Forever.
Because it's one thing to propose to someone. And it's one thing for a woman or a guy, if he's the one proposed to say yes, but that's because you think you're going to have time to reconsider.
Right. To process
yeah,
it all.
Yeah, like, okay, let's go do this right now.
Wait, what?
Here's Sean. Hey, Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. So what do you think? Just, you've done both, it says here on my notes.
Busy guy.
Yes, I have done both.
And?
I was engaged for a year and a half the first time, and it was absolutely miserable. You know, and me and my current wife, we got married after 2 months of being engaged, and we spent like $250 on a wedding, and it was
a thousand times
better than the other one.
So what was so bad with the first one?
Yeah, what was so bad about that year and a half one?
What happened?
You know, you spend all this time and all this money, and you're arguing about what you want, end up winning anyway, and then you're miserable, and it's just not fun.
That's it's not a way
sweet.
To start out your marriage,
That's
huh?
That's sweet.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. Would she agree with you, or would she say no, that she enjoyed all of the planning?
Because
I'm wondering if this is a she said kind of thing.
If you could find her now,
I think she
apparently.
Would agree because we fought with our families, and we had to, you know.
Exactly what we did.
Sound familiar, Jeremy?
Exactly what we did.
Maybe you guys just weren't meant to be.
Sean, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, buddy, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you for being on the show. Here is Marie. Hey, Marie.
Hello, good morning.
What do you think about this, just running down to the courthouse and getting it done?
I think you should wait for the wedding just because it's nice to be kind of pampered in the center of attention. But at all times, if the fiance says, hey, let's just go to the courthouse, you have to be ready and willing.
Yeah.
So kinda... you want to have your cake and eat that cake too, Marie.
Absolutely.
Well, wedding cake is
that
delicious.
That overpriced wedding cake.
It is.
It's just flour and water.
Are you married right now?
I am. I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary.
All right, good. So you were the center of attention and you loved that?
I was. Only for about a year, though. Anything longer than a year, it was too stressful. And
you know, a year's a long time.
It is.
I
could have been 2 years.
If you said only a year, that's very telling because to me, a year is a long time. But I'm glad you're happy. Congratulations.
Yes. Marie, is this your first marriage?
It is.
All right, good. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Live happily ever after.
Thank you for being on the show. Here is Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
What's your take on this?
I say just go get married. So my fiance proposed to me 3 months ago, and I think right after I said yes, I said, let's go get married tomorrow. But instead...
Wait a minute. You said that or he said that?
Yes. I said that.
Yeah.
I said that.
And he was like, whoa.
No, he was wanting to too, but for the sake of our parents, we were just opting for an incredibly small parent-only ceremony.
Yeah.
So when are you getting married?
March.
Oh, so it's going to end up being like more than half a year. So
it's been this coming March, so it'll be a 6-month engagement, which is still, I think, too long.
Any fights yet? Over anything?
We've had some arguments because there's still planning that's involved. I would have just rather gone.
Because of his mother. It's his mother.
It always is.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day and a Merry Christmas.
You guys too.
Bye.
Thank you. That's kind of funny. Here's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Morning.
What do you think?
I don't think it's a bad idea at all. I'm kind of like the first caller, except I've only done it once. And my wife and I were engaged for 9 days before we got married.
Yeah,
perfect.
Our situation was a little different, though, to you. But
was she pregnant?
No. I was I was in the Marine Corps and I was home on leave. We knew we already had like a date set to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like a 12-day period of when to surprise her with proposing.
I think that's very cool.
That is cool. Yeah.
So congratulations.
And, we went stress-free too. We didn't have anybody there except for two witnesses, and we paid the judge $200 to do it in a park.
That's great.
Way to go.
No parents, no stress. No one dictating our lives for us.
I love that.
You. Paul, I'm glad you called. Thank you for your service, and you have a great day, okay?
All right.
I've tried to tell people before
that they get so there's so much fighting over family stuff, and nobody wants to admit it, but I always want to say, listen, this is about your day.
Right.
All right. For the rest of your lives, all the stuff you go through, your parents
will be there.
Yep.
They don't need to be there. You know, they need to be there in support. But if you decide something that you want to start your marriage a certain way, why would you ever let parents dictate that? And the only argument to that is, well, they're paying for it. It's like,
there is that.
Which is yet another argument to go do the $250 one so you're not a puppet.
And then wash your hands of it.
You do.
We've got other calls, but quickly, let me throw a thought out there. What about, though, playing devil's advocate? The whole, yes, we decided to get married, we ran off and did it. What about the very impulsive people who do something just on a whim like that?
Britney Spears, hello.
Yes, thank you. That's a great example.
I know, Brit.
And it's not just celebrities who do it. There are other people who are like, oh, we're in love, we're going to run and get married right away, and they don't have time to kind of process everything and see what life together is like.
Right.
So there's an argument to be made for not being so impulsive.
So for actually thinking about it, or talking yourself out of it.
Or if you've been dating already for, say, a year, then you probably have a pretty good idea, right? Year and a half.
You know, yeah.
You know, without it being a year and a half long engagement. That's the only thing for me is if you date somebody, and I know we'll get calls, well, we only knew each other 2 days and we've been married for 50 years. Yeah, but you're the exception.
You're not the rule.
You're not the rule. So I know it happens, but I don't know. I worry about the impulsive stuff.
So, yeah, if you're impulsive, but then you've made that commitment and maybe, like, I know I'm going to sound like a cornball here, but maybe, like, the actual, you know, institution, you know, the commitment keeps you together.
Right. I see that.
You know, the beauty.
Here's Karen on line 5. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
What do you have to say about it all?
I say just go do it, which is kind of what I'm doing. Got proposed. So we've been together almost 7 years.
Oh, okay.
Lived together for almost 2.
Oh, well, it's time then.
Well, this doesn't even count. I'm not trying to poo-poo on your wedding, but if you've lived together 2 years.
Been together 7.
So you've been together for like
9
years.
Yeah, you make him buy that cow, Karen.
Do it.
He's been getting all that milk.
You're basically married anyway.
But he said he would, yes, basically we are, but he said he would never, ever get married. And so he said, he texted me, let's just get married for real.
All right.
Wait, was that his proposal, a text?
And then did you put like a fist bump emoji?
Right, the ring emoji and that's it?
Wait a minute, when is the happy day, Karen?
December 23rd.
Good for you.
That's a Friday. Ooh,
good luck.
Fun.
Congratulations to you. We got to run. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you, guys.
All right, very nice. Time for one more quickly. It's Ann. Hello, Ann. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Good morning.
You have the floor. What do you want to say?
You know, my husband and I had a 6-week engagement. He actually proposed to me 2 years before that. I said no, I wasn't ready. And then I felt like I was ready, and he knew it, and he proposed to me, and 6 weeks later we were married.
So when you're ready, you're ready.
So when you know, you know. That's just what you're saying.
Still
right?
A lot of time for it to fall apart in that 6 weeks, though.
Wow.
Still some fighting. Still too long.
I know, but if you're going to... If it's 6 weeks versus a year and a half, I'll go with the 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah, I'm so glad we did it. We made decisions and stuck with them and didn't have a chance to look back. And if people didn't like the decisions, well, I'm sorry, there's no time to change it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's too bad, right? It's your life. It's not their life.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not the boss of me. And have a great day, okay?
Great. You too. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. So what do we determine?
Just do it.
Just do it.
Nike.
That everyone's getting married.
Except
for Emily. Oh. It's all right. I got Kramer.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.